all their career paths, which has been very, very interesting. Almost 99% of them, they started here and it was kind of like a winding road. And so they didn't know where they really wanted to be. And for many of them, like especially in sales and marketing, they were in a completely different career. They weren't very happy. And sales and marketing in different areas kind of fell in their lap. And they're like, man, I wish I would have known about this whole lot longer ago, because if you're going to spend a third of your, and most people spend way more than a third of their life working, you might as well do something that you're not unhappy doing. When you're unhappy in your career, that bleeds over into your personal life and stress. My dad passed away because of stress. And so
it's close to home.
Yeah.
Josh Morgan is in his final year of his 18 years as a teacher. Out of his search for what career is next for him, grow a passion project that has led to one-on-one interviews with 57 successful women in business to date. In our discussion, Josh shares how he hopes his project empowers students, particularly females, and what consistent themes he found among those he interviewed. What he shares applies to both male and female students and will inspire you and your student to take steps that will set your student up for a successful future career. I'm Lisa Marker Robbins, and I want to welcome you to College and Career Clarity, a Flourish Coaching production. Let's dive right in to a great conversation. Welcome back to College and Career Clarity. I am so excited to welcome my new friend, Josh Morgan. We've just actually met, and I'm going to thank LinkedIn for it. All of my listeners know I'm a huge fan of LinkedIn as a resource for not only adults, but also for students. Thanks for LinkedIn for bringing us together. Welcome to the show, Josh Morgan.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for having me. This is fantastic. And I'll be honest with you. This is one of the first times I've been on a podcast. So this is kind of exciting.
Oh, that's fantastic. Everybody's going to learn in a second that you're already a pro, though, at interviews, even though you've not been a podcast guest. So you're on the other side of the microphone this time. A little backstory for our listeners. The way that we got connected was you posted on LinkedIn, and we weren't even connected, that you were looking for specifically women professionals who you wanted to do a project around. And you were just asking people to tag women professionals and leaders who you could connect with. That came out of you being a teacher. So I don't want to spoil it because I'll ruin it. I got tagged in that post and I thought, this guy, what he's doing resonates with the work I do. And I think he's got nuggets for my listeners. So you are a classroom teacher in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Right.
Teaching secondary education.
Right.
And tell everybody about your passion project and the why behind your project.
Yeah, absolutely. I told my students, and it's something that we do every single year. I told my students that we were going to do a careers research project. And normally this is more focused with high school students, but I had middle school. And so what I noticed were the boys tended to be more, they kind of understood where they wanted to go. They knew if they wanted to do like engineering, maybe not what kind of engineering, but they knew that they wanted to do something kind of in that science and math. They knew if they wanted to go into medicine. So they kind of had an idea of what they wanted to do. The girls, on the other hand, most of them had no clue, or they were making remarks like, well, I'll probably just go to nursing school because it's the only thing I know that's out there that makes decent money. My wife is a nurse and it's extremely hard work, and God bless our nurses. But I realized when they were saying this, I was like, listen, like if nursing is one of those careers where if you just don't love nursing, you're going to burn out, you're going to quit, and your patients are not going to get the care they deserve. So that's a terrible reason to go into nursing, much like any career, honestly. So I had this an aha moment because in October, I started looking at Indeed and LinkedIn, looking at possibilities, what else was out there. And when I went to search for jobs, I had literally had no clue what to put in the search bar. Like I was staring at it, it's blinking at me. I was like, well, I know that there's architects and engineers and there's doctors, and I'm not qualified, nor do I want to do any of those. I don't So I started looking at what are like local jobs in my area. And it was stuff like receptionist, front end of the office. And one of the things I really wanted to do was increase my salary. And the jobs that I was seeing were not going to do what I needed to do. But I knew that there were jobs out there that made quite a bit of money. So I got a little bit more prolific on LinkedIn and started noticing people had these job titles, might be like recruiter, marketer, all these different types of marketing and sales, and started just kind of asking them, hey, my name is Josh and I just have really no clear about what your career looks like. Can I like ask you like a day to day? And so through these conversations, I started getting familiar with all these new careers that were out there that I had never been exposed to. And a lot of people never get exposed to. And all this, these salaries and these career paths and their work-life balance for the most part was really fantastic. And so it was that aha moment to where I was like, wait a minute, here is information that I can bring to my students. What I really wanted to be impactful, because as a classroom teacher, we talk about making that impact on students. And yes, sure, I can make them better writers, but how can I make an impact for outside of school for the rest of their life? Something very, very meaningful. And I thought, you know what? Let me see if there are women that are in like leadership positions and are successful, because I feel like my girls will relate better with women than me standing up there or some other guy standing up there. And so I made that post. I said, hey, if you're a woman in leadership or a business owner or somebody that is and would be willing to do an interview where you answer some questions for my students, I would love to hear from you. I made the post and I went on my day, and I woke up the next morning to my inbox flooded, 651 responses to it. It's at this point, it's been seen by 157,000 people.
Oh my word.
I have in the past month, I just pulled my 57th interview.
Gosh. So these interviews really are, if we had the mics flipped this time, which I've not been one of your interviews, you've done 57 interviews. I've just been watching from a distance, impressed by what you're doing and loving it, because I love the center of what I do is helping resource teens and young adults on the same journey that you've been on in your 40s, trying to help the same generation I'm trying to help. And I'm watching going like, this is cool. You're still teaching full time. We should add, you're a father of five. Now, some of them are grown, but some are still at home. Right. You're married, happily married to a wonderful nurse. So you're one busy guy. So you wake up the next morning flooded, which I can only imagine. And somehow, when did this start? It's not that long ago.
No, I would say 3.5 weeks ago, give or take a few days.
So, and you've interviewed 57 women. And I've seen, how long are these interviews? I've seen them. Some of them are like 20, 30 minutes long, right?
The longest one is 37 minutes and some seconds. And then the shortest one is 23 and like 18 seconds.
Amazing. So as I started looking at this, and then this is what made me reach out, and my timing was perfect because you're on spring break this week, and we should tell everybody it is St. Patty's Day. So it's not only your spring break, it's St. Patty's Day. So I got you on a week that you had a little more time. Oh, well, happy birthday.
So we're having, this is the week that I may or may not be available for professional activities. So
yes, absolutely. So as I started watching some of your videos and the conversations that you're having, which they're on YouTube, so we'll be sure to give your YouTube link so everybody can check out these videos. It occurred to me, I'm like, I think Josh probably has some amazing themes, insights, and nuggets that he's going to be taking now back to his students. Right. But golly, I want him to share them with my students, the parents that are listening who are raising their own kids. And also, I get that question all the time. As a parent, I am not, and this is why people work with me in my Launch Career Clarity course, that they don't feel that they're equipped to even know what's out there.
Right.
So I'm just going to let you talk and give us insights of what you're learning that can help our families.
Sure. So I think two of the most important questions I ask is the conversation we have about mentorship, that like, how important do you feel mentors are? And what is your definition of mentorship? Because it changes. from person to person, because I know for myself, I always thought of like a mentor, somebody that is, I hate to say like kind of stuffy and professional, but the mentorship is just what I've come to find out is there's different kinds of mentors. And there are those that are further along in your career and they kind of provide those actionable insights. They will kind of hold you accountable when you're making bad decisions, but also like they will jump in the fire with you and they feel that you need that. The other question I ask is, knowing what you know now, and this is, I always say, hey, this doesn't have to be career, doesn't have to be education related, but if you could give, knowing what you know now, if you could give one piece of advice to your middle school or high school self, what would it be? And that's always a great question because it's, sometimes it's different, but the theme tends to be kind of similar. And those are like, follow your instincts, follow your gut, which is if you don't feel something is right, don't feel pressured to do it. And that's anything from like your social life up to taking a job that you may not be comfortable with, taking an internship that you may not be comfortable with, pursuing a certain major in college because school is expensive. And yep. So that's one main one, because I know even I'm not so bad now, but there have been many times in my life where I might not have been comfortable with a certain decision or doing something, but I felt pressured by others to do that. And inevitably, it was never the best decision for me.
Yeah. That reminds me, I was having a conversation with a mom yesterday, and she was sharing all the things about her daughter. And, you know, daughters at 17 don't always want to hear from their parents. You've raised some of those, but that stage is in there. And it sounds like she could be a great candidate for a gap year because they're kind of starting this work on the late side and they're staring down, as you referenced, the expense of college, which my episode this week was on how smart parents help their smart kids find the right college. I said, gosh, what about a gap year? And she said, oh, no, that would be embarrassing to her. There is a lot of that societal pressure around these decisions on what comes after graduation that it's tough. So really part of that, knowing what you know now, a major theme was really like follow your gut, but do what's right for you, right?
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, whatever decision that you make, it falls on your shoulders. And this is a little bit more serious of an example. But, you know, if you take somebody up to the store and they rob the store and then you take them home, you're still guilty, even though you didn't have anything. So those decisions that you make at the end of the day, they fall at your feet, no matter who pressured you into it or who tried to make you do something that you didn't want to do.
Absolutely. And what are some other ones? So, and I would guess that they all said mentorship's important.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's not one that didn't say, oh, mentorships, you don't need that. There's the most successful ones. And I don't mean the most successful ones, but those that tended to be, I would say, business owners who have a lot of stress, such as making sure their employees get paid and keep a job. So that's a whole nother level of stress besides just being as a VP or that C-level suite. When people's lives are on your shoulder, and those said that they went so far as to even get professional mentors that they paid for. And
actually, I do. I belong to a business coaching program, the Business Accelerator Program with Michael Hyatt at Full Focus. Like, yes. So I always say, I actually posted I have a private Facebook community for parents, mm-hmm. and it's called Launch College and Career Clarity, just like the podcast. And I posted in there last week, I was in Nashville for my quarterly coaching intensive. Like, by the way, your coach has a coach.
And the best athletes in the world have coaches. And so, you know, everybody needs somebody that's a soundboard to get feedback from. And we tend to, when you're making decisions for yourself, you tend to be subjective rather than objective. And so when you get somebody that doesn't have that emotional tie to the decisions you make, they tend to be more, they can look at the big picture better and kind of go, do you think that this is actually going to lead to where you want to be? So I think that's one benefit to having a mentor that is, you know, they can kind of look at the big picture without being emotionally tied to the big picture.
For sure. Were there any other big themes under that, knowing now, if you knew now what you didn't know then,
Yes, they almost all say get on LinkedIn and network.
I have a student LinkedIn guide that actually takes kids through step-by-step building their LinkedIn profile. So I'll post that in the show notes with this episode. So they all they said, your students now.
Yeah. And there have been several that even said, hey, if you get your students to make a LinkedIn group as a group, then we as a group of women can actually come in and provide some mentorship directly to the students. And so that's where I am with this project of mine, is I've had several schools reach out and they're calling it a program. I call it a project. And you're like, hey, can you bring your program up here? And I'm like, well, I will give you the access to the series so you can see the videos, but they kind of want something a little bit more structured in place. So at this point, I don't know what's falling in my lap, but I'm kind of open to wherever it leads me. So who knows, this may end up being a full-fledged program. Right now it's a passion project where I just wanted to make sure my students had the knowledge that I have now. Look, I was ignorant not too long ago. And so all this, how different would my life be if while I was in school, I found out about recruiting? And that's the other thing that I've actually loved about this project is I have interviewed women and recruiting. One of my favorite ones that has been really impactful to the students, Jamie, who is a recruiter for Microsoft, specifically in video game development. And now there are girls I didn't even know I could get into video games because I thought it was just boys that did that. And I can make a lot of money doing it. So you're having this inspiration that I'm getting inspired. My students are getting inspired. But we've talked to software developers, UX designers, saleswomen, women that are in different areas of marketing, women that are business owners, and women that are making money off social media. So that's an area that the kids love. So we're getting access to this information that they wouldn't have. Nobody's gatekeeping it. And here's the kind of weird thing about it is nobody's gatekeeping this information. It just has not had a funnel for it to get to the students. And so Career Day, the colleges roll out and go, hey, for $50,000, you can get an architecture degree. But nobody's saying, you know what, you don't necessarily have to go to college and you can make six figures doing tech sales. Come on, let's go. So the networking is really because then you can actually understand, because we all have a superficial of understanding of what careers look like. If I think of recruiting, I think of somebody that just sits on their email and talks all day long to people and gets them job. But there's so much more to it. Same thing with sales and marketing has all these different areas to it. So we all have a kind of a superficial understanding of what a role actually looks like until we get into it. But with the networking, you can actually make connections with people and go, hey, what does your day-to-day look like? What kind of person would really thrive in this kind of environment? So through the networking, you start to understand kind of what you might like to do. You get people asking questions like, what do you want your day to look like? What don't you want to do? And so you start getting an idea of what you don't want to do, what you want your day-to-day look like. And then you really kind of get a picture on, I think this is the career path that I want to take.
Yeah. So you're really, you've done the work for us. You're doing informational interviews, which is what we teach inside my course. And you've got a whole bunch of them. And I always say, I love your point about they start having these conversations and building their network early on LinkedIn, as is being advised by these successful women in business and other areas. And if you can even filter something out and go, no, that doesn't fit, that's still a win, right?
Right, right. Yes.
It doesn't have to be the yes, it's for me.
Right. Yeah, because that's what, speaking with a lot of these very, very successful women, they have all their career paths, which has been very, very interesting. Almost 99% of them have been a very untraditional. They started here and it was kind of like a winding road. And so they didn't know where they really wanted to be. And then they finally, and for many of them, especially in sales and marketing, they were in a completely different career. They weren't very happy in this sales and marketing in different areas, kind of fell in their lap. And they're like, man, I wish I would have known about this whole lot longer ago, because if you're going to spend a third of your, and most people spend way more than a third of their life working, you might as well do something that you're not, that you're not unhappy doing. When you're unhappy in your career, that bleeds over into your personal life and stress. My dad passed away because of stress. And so
it's close to home.
Yeah.
You bring up how long we're going to work in our lives. a staggering statistic around that is kindergarten through 12th grade, students go to school 16,000 hours. Mm-hmm. And kids always go, as soon as they hear that, oh yeah, I'm feeling every one of those 16,000 hours, right? But the average person works 90,000 hours in their career. So if we're going to spend that much more time than we even spent in school, we better do something we love.
Right.
Right? I have a question about your videos. So when you have them cataloged, do you have them by like the guest name or their job? Like,
yeah. So it says interview with, and it has the name, and then it has their title, and then it has the company that they work at.
Okay.
So for example, yeah, interview with Megan Killian, VP of sales at, she actually is CEO and founder plus the CXO because she owns her own consulting company. So it'll have their name. It'll have the career, whatever their job title, whatever their role is, plus the company that they work at. Yeah.
Now, as you didn't intend for this to happen, but let's give a plug for what's just starting. Mm-hmm. You are going to be a podcaster now. So you're taking these awesome interviews that now are out there on YouTube that we're going to give everybody the link to, but we're also going to give them the link to your new and upcoming podcast. And so the name of the podcast is, Josh?
Empowering Her.
Empowering Her. So we will drop that in. So these interviews are now also going to be available as a podcast. And I'm going to give them, you said you're working on the back end tech because you're a one-man show right now.
I am a one-man show. And I've had, you know, it's funny. I've had a couple people, and listen, like everybody has their own side hustle, but it kind of reminds me of, I took my daughter to the Cheesecake Factory for her birthday one year. And at the end of the meal, they said, oh my God, it's your birthday. Would you like a piece of cheesecake? We're like, yeah, sure. And so they brought the cheesecake and then they brought the bill. And it was like, I don't know, $9 for this piece of cheesecake. And I didn't want to be like a cheapskate on the birthday. Of course, I paid for it. But I was just like, why did you say like include, oh, it's your birthday. Would you like a piece of cheesecake?
Right.
And I was like, I thought it was like free. And,
right.
But I didn't want to go, oh my God, I'm not paying for this cheesecake. But I have had a couple people reach out and go, hey, do you need help with X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, yeah, if you're offering help. Oh, well, no, I'll let you know
what the cheesecake
is. I'm like, ugh.
Well, so I'm going to give you a little inspiration because at times we have found student interns to do that. So at the high school level, often that's like free. There are so many kids looking for connections like that. Like, let's post it inside my Launch College and Career Clarity Facebook group. And you might get a taker, a kid who just wants the experience and would still save you some time. So we're going to put it out there.
When
you get all that backside tech stuff going, you want to update your show notes, just let me know. But we've got current links for you. And I literally could spend many episodes probably talking to you, Josh. So we're going to have you back on later after you're a prolific podcaster. And I'm excited to see how this develops. And I just thank you for taking time. I appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here. Somebody told me, they go, the more you start posting up your own interviews you're doing, the more people that are going to start having. And I was like, no, I'm just, you know, I just, and honestly, I don't feel like anybody owes me a thank you. I don't feel like anybody, I just, without getting, you know, too teary eyed, because men don't cry, but I just, with this being my last year, I just really wanted to be as impactful to my students as I could and give them something that I never had and wish I did have.
Well, I'm going to predict that you're going to be impacting students and the younger generation for decades more, and that 90,000 hours we're all going to work. And just because you're leaving the classroom, you're not quite finished yet, I would think, Josh Morgan.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
I have no doubt that Josh is going to be extremely successful in his next career, and I cannot wait to see what develops from his passion project and podcast. My two favorite pieces of wisdom Josh shared in this episode were the importance of mentorship and the advice for students to get on LinkedIn early. I've been giving that same advice about LinkedIn for years. If you don't already have a LinkedIn student guide of mine, you can download it in the show notes. If you are a regular listener, you know that every week I challenge my listeners to take action by the end of the very next weekend. But this week, I have two suggestions. First, grab the LinkedIn guide and get started on the student profile. While many of my listeners, and for sure every student in my course, have already done that, I want to give one more idea. By the end of this weekend, have a discussion with your student around the idea of mentorship and what that can look like right now. Brainstorm ideas, not just about how mentorship can look, but who can be an inspiring mentor for your student now. If today's episode was helpful to you, please share it with a friend who needs us too. Sharing, following the podcast, rating, and reviewing helps us resource more students to launch into a successful future. Thank you for listening to the College and Career Clarity Podcast, where I help your family move from overwhelmed and confused to motivated, clear, and confident about your teen's future.